You are listening to the How to Talk to Girls podcast with me, Trip Kramer.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How to Talk to Girls podcast. I'm your host, Trip Kramer from tripadvicecoaching.com. And we are off to the races with these live boot camps. We had an amazing, amazing one happen in Vegas just last weekend. There was about five, six guys working with our trip advice coach, Jamal, took the guys out all over the Vegas Strip. We had one guy take a girl home. We had other guys make out with some girls. We had some other guys who came to this boot camp just really afraid to talk to women and had bad approach anxiety and then left with a lot of confidence. So it is crazy what we can do over here. I want you to check out tripadvice.com/live training so you can see if we're in a city near you. Right now we have LA, we have Vegas, we have Miami, we have Chicago, we have London, and we might be adding a few more cities. I know we have San Diego's on there. We might be hitting Portland, Oregon. So yeah, check it out. We might be in a city near you. And this is it's a very once in a lifetime sort of experience, I should say. How often do you get to go out with a bunch of guys and a coach and drill in specific techniques and get that feedback for when you're going and you're approaching and talking to women? And then in that weekend, also doing a ton of approaches. It's a very rare experience. It's an amazing one. So check it out. I do encourage you to go there, and then we can book a call and we can chat about how it all works. Now, today we have an interview. It's been a while since we've done one of these, and this was an interesting one. So this one is with a man named John, who has almost 2 million followers on TikTok, and he has a dating app for conservatives. So whether you are conservative or not, this is going to be interesting for you. If you are conservative, this is going to be very interesting for you because he's basically talking about the app that he created that's up and coming for conservatives. And it's pretty fairly conservative. It's called The Right Stuff. If you're interested, you can check it out. This is, by the way, not a paid promotion. He's not paying me to be on the podcast. I just thought it'd be interesting to talk to a guy who really creates content about politics, but in the dating sphere, and then uses that to promote his dating app. And I grill him just a little bit, not on political stuff, but on how he's actually creating his dating app and how he's using his algorithm. So you'll see that come up as well. So a lot of that and more. And I think it goes without saying, but I do have to say that, just so you know, his political views or any political views stated by the interviewee does not necessarily represent the political views of Trip Advice or what we preach here. So, you know, I like to interview people from all walks of life. Let's just get right to it. Here's my interview with John, and I hope you enjoy. All right, we're here with John McEntee. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Really cool that I was able to get you to respond over Instagram and do this interview. It's funny because I've seen your TikTok, which is now closing in on 2 million followers, and I've been watching it, you know, on and off for the past, I don't even know, how long have you been doing it for? Like a year at least.
Yeah, TikTok, we probably started doing it around February last year, and then Instagram around May last year. So a little over a year, yeah, on TikTok.
Okay, cool. So, okay, tell us just more about what you do and the TikTok for the people who are listening who are like, I've never heard of this in my life. And then I also want to hear, after you tell us what it is, just how it all got started.
Okay. Yeah, so it's a dating app for conservatives. There's a dating app for almost every group. There's one for single parents. There's one for music lovers, Jewish people, black people, fat people, you know, but until now there wasn't one for the identity, which is most important to a lot of people in today's climate, which is political affiliation. So we created a dating app for conservatives. It's called The Right Stuff. It's available in the App Store. We're looking to expand to Android soon. It's got about 60,000 people on it. And we use social media as a way to get attention and bring people to our page. It's sort of evolved. You know, when we first started, we did kind of what you would expect, some commercials where it's, you know, a couple or talking about values or why you should use this app or the different features or all the different things, except the problem was it got zero traction. And when you're a startup and you're on a limited budget and you're like trying to get eyes to your page, you have to hop in on the trends. You have to have a certain virality to your content, especially if it's all organic. So that's what we tapped into in TikTok, and then eventually added an Instagram component to it, which is a lot of the similar content. It's Date Right Stuff on Instagram and TikTok, and the app is The Right Stuff.
Clever. I like it. So was this just like an idea, like you got high one day, you're with some friends or you're with your wife or whoever, and you're like, man, why don't they have a dating app for, you know, for conservatives? They have it for everybody else. Was this like a random idea, or are you just like in the startup world? Are you in any world where you were like, oh, I want to create an app or a dating app? Like, what's your background here?
I'm in the political world. So I worked in the White House under Trump.
Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, when the term was coming to an end, me and my colleagues kind of looked around and we thought, well, what do we want to do now? You know, you can stay in DC, which we didn't want to do. You can work for a think tank, maybe a lobbying firm, or you can find another candidate or politician to work for. None of those sounded appealing to us. We wanted to start a company. And when we looked around and there was a lot of right-wing things popping up, you know, like the right-wing version of Twitter or YouTube or all the alternative tech stuff started getting big. So we were thinking,
like Rumble, things like that.
Rumble, Parler, you know, yeah, exactly. So we were kind of thinking in that context, and it was actually a friend of mine, a girl, who said, you know what you need to do is make a dating app for Republicans. All my girlfriends, they just want to find a Republican guy. That's what your business should be. And I thought, And we kind of thought about, you know, our own dating experiences, our own time on the different apps, kind of living in DC and New York and these places that are a little more progressive and being a conservative. And we thought there could be something there. So we took it to an investor. He loved the idea and we just went for it.
Very cool. Very cool. And how many users do you have now?
We have about 60,000, which is still pretty small compared to other apps, but for a niche dating app, you know, we're approaching year 2.
Yeah, is that good? Like, what's your, obviously you want millions and millions, but what's a number where you're like, oh, wow, we're really getting somewhere?
I think 500,000 would be like, we really have something. So, you know, we still need a 9X on what we currently have, which I think we will get. I think it's slowly ramping up. The people that use it love it. Obviously, the brand is getting very big. You know, we're building our audience, and now I think the app will follow, especially being a election year. I think politics is going to be on people's mind more, and we've really got a good base of support. So now just building on that, using our social media content for organic growth, and then using word of mouth. You know, the more successful relationships that come from it, it'll just hopefully bring us more people. So we've had 11 engagements already from the app, one marriage actually that I went to, the wedding. So that was pretty exciting. So people are using it, and yeah, it's just fun. It's a fun project.
Would you ever, if this became super successful, or I should be more positive, when this becomes super
it's okay, yeah.
Will you ever create an app for liberals? Or is that because you're a conservative person that goes against, you know, your principles?
That, yeah, I'm a super conservative person, and anyone that sees our content probably knows that. But also, I don't think there's actually a big market for that. I think most of the mainstream dating apps cater to left-wing people. They're run by left-wing people for sure. The causes they all promote are left-wing. And then the apps themselves, you know, when you can add stickers to your Bumble profile, you could put a prompt on your Tinder. They're always like left-wing causes. So I don't think it's as needed. And I think people don't feel the same way, like they have to hide their beliefs if they're a liberal. The same way some conservatives do, where they might go on a mainstream dating app and feel like they can't really be upfront because they might face a little hostility, or people might, you know, want to troll them or something. So I don't think there's really a market for the left-wing version of this. I think the left-wing version of this exists, Tinder. It's the biggest app in the world, you know? So for that reason, I wouldn't. And then, yeah, just because I'm obviously conservative, I probably wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting point. So what have you seen then on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge that is a little bit more specifically like a liberal prompt or question? And then what haven't you seen that would be parallel to that, that would be right-wing but doesn't exist?
Yeah, so I think like the stickers and things you can put on your profile, they're always left-wing causes, right? So there's an abortion one or, you know, pro-choice, but there's no like Second Amendment one. So all of those things are always left-wing. I haven't been on these apps in a while. You know, we did our research like 2 years ago. And then also just if you look at where their foundations and where their business spends their money in any sort of charity or nonprofit, it's always overwhelmingly left-wing. So you're giving them your money and your business and they turn around and use it for what they want to use it for, which it's their right. But if there was an alternative, and I think a problem the right wing has is like a lot of their alternatives aren't as good. So what we're trying to do is actually make a product that's like aesthetically pleasing, that functions properly, that has a good network where everyone on it is, you know, attractive, presentable, looking for the same things, you know, make a really good product that people want to be associated with. So they're not embarrassed using some like janky version of the knockoff, you know, mainstream brand.
Is there anything on there that's inherently conservative besides the fact that it is an app for conservatives? Like other, you know what I'm saying? Like other different.
Yeah, the network itself is what makes it the most conservative, but the prompts are catered to a conservative audience, like your favorite Bible verse or your favorite liberal lie or just good conversation starters that are geared towards a more conservative audience. We don't let you, you know, change your sex. If you're a male, you see females, or you're females, you see males, you know, just basic stuff where you realize, oh, I'm in a more traditional kind of dating experience app here. But
It's traditional dating.
Right. It's traditional dating. And I would say, I would just say the biggest differentiator is just the network of people, because if you go on a dating app for conservatives, you're looking for the same thing that the other people are looking for, unless you're there to troll, which happens a lot more rarely than you would think. You know, you're all kind of looking for the same thing. You're looking probably for something a little more serious. You're looking for probably something a little more faith-based. You probably want a family. I'm generalizing, but
I wouldn't imagine a conservative app, traditional app like that would be a hookup app. I'm sure that happens.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely young people, there's college kids on it, you know, and it's for all types of dating. It's not necessarily like you get on this and you're getting married. It's for all types of dating, but it's for conservatives and it's for people that want a, you know, a more traditional dating experience. I think most of them do want it to end in marriage and children, but, there's definitely a wide variety.
Interesting. Now, I'm sure you know Match Group, which, they own Tinder, Match.com, OkCupid, Hinge, to name a few.
Right.
If they ever wanted to buy you out and it was for a nice sum, would you say yes?
You know, I don't know if they ever would, because it's controversial.
That's true.
You know, I don't know if they
That could hurt the user base for their other apps. That's true.
You know, they might look up our page and be like, oh my God, we can't be associated with this. But I would be open to that. Yeah, I'm open to anything. I'm just trying to build a community and help the conservative, you know, people I know and just the whole movement in general any way I can. And we saw this massive opportunity, just making it a lot easier for people to connect, especially if you're living in a progressive area. A lot of conservatives feel like they're all alone. It's like, you're not all alone. There's millions of people just like you. You just need an easier way to find them. But yeah, I would be open to that. I don't see why not. I've done a lot of different things, a lot of different career moves. And if there was a partnership opportunity with a bigger company, I'd be open to that for sure.
Interesting. Okay. So what made you start the TikTok? Where did that come from? Regular advertising.
Yeah, I'm one of the few Republicans. I think the whole TikTok threat is way overblown. I think they hype it up. And I just love the platform. I think people are the most creative on it. I think it's the most lighthearted. I think it gives someone without any sort of big following the chance to go viral just because of the nature of it. So it's more of an even playing field. more democratic, if you will. Uh-oh. I love the platform. So I was a fan of it. And when we made our, you know, commercials, we were spending a lot of money. You know, we were trying to pay different influencers to do things. And then I realized, you know, we're going to tap into this TikTok thing. We're going to kind of do the trends. There was a colleague of mine. She had amazing ideas of like what was funny or what was trending or what sounds to use. And I'm like, let's just double down on this. It's free. We're already here. We have our phone. You know, let's just do that. And it's kind of evolved over time. It was, you know, me poking fun at liberals. Then it was me, since it's a dating app, it was me as a liberal man on a date, you know, what's your opening line? Like, are you a Pfizer or Moderna girl? You know, like all that kind of stuff where we're poking fun, but also making people realize, oh, this is a dating app for conservatives. And then it morphed into just these one-liners and I'm eating and I'm on a date. And, you know, it's just, it's really I'm curious to see what comes next, but it just started from being a big fan of the platform and realizing for virtually no cost, we could create a following.
Yeah. It only costs time. That's it.
Right.
And yeah. and not too much time, you know, when it comes to the kind of TikToks that you're creating, coming up with some, you know, witty, you know, liberal conservative joke and then filming it. And you're always eating. What's up with that?
Yeah. I mean, I love eating. It kind of started just because we would go out to lunch and I'd be with someone so they could film me, you know, otherwise it might be alone, or then it became its own thing. And now if I don't eat, people are like, yeah, that was funny, but like, where's the food? You know? So it's like kind of part of the shtick now where it's like, anytime I eat, I have a running list of ideas. One of our guys, James, will send me some things. People kind of DM us ideas, or we'll find like funny memes on the internet, make them into videos. So I just have a running list. And anytime I go eat, I'm like, oh, okay, let's do these two, you know, and we just do it. It's kind of a fun thing for our team to do whenever we go to lunch, or if I'm out on a date even, you know, it's just
so you're single.
I am single. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you use the app?
I use the app myself. Yeah. And now I'm busy.
That must get you a lot of dates because people are going to recognize you pretty fast, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like the Tom from MySpace thing, you know, like,
that's right. Yeah. You're Tom, your Mark. Yeah.
So if you get on the app and you see me, it's like, wait, this is the guy on every, you know, promotional video I've seen, but it's fun. You know, I travel a lot for work, for promoting the company. And then I also have a political business, and you get to meet new people. You know, we have meetups, we've done speed dating events, just kind of creating this community has been a lot of fun, and so many different, you know, great people out there we like to meet and connect with.
Cool. Let me ask you a couple of algorithm questions. So when it comes to Tinder, when it comes to Hinge, Bumble, there is all these, you know, they like to really keep it secret how they do their algorithm. And so we as people, I'm a dating coach, so I'm helping men try to do the best on dating apps to be able to meet more women. And so it's always this fight to figure out what the algorithm likes, what it doesn't like, what's going to work, what's not going to work. For example, and this is theory, this is not fact, but there is a strong theory, if a guy swipes right on every single woman, it's going to hurt against him in the algorithm, and it's not going to put as many quality people in front of him. Mm. Because I guess technically the algorithm is trying to learn him, and since he's swiping on everyone, it hurts him in the long run. So I'm curious if you guys have any, or if you would be interested in even divulging any of your kind of algorithm secrets. Like, how does someone do better on an app like yours? Do you do any, you know, here's one more. If you don't pay for the app on these free ones, then they don't give you as many high quality matches and things like that. So paying is going to be better for someone. Is that the same for your app?
Not exactly. So let's start with the first one, the swiping, just endlessly swiping right. That really won't exist on our app because you're not swiping right and left. You're swiping up and down like a TikTok kind of format. And you're giving a heart, a like, if you like the person, and you're limited on the number. So you can't do that. So we don't base your score, let's say, off of that. The way we do it, the simplest way, is just based on how many people like you, how many people like them, and we show you compatible people. Basically, the best way to improve your chances are to make a complete profile, to have bright, colorful pictures, to have, you know, a photo with friends, a photo doing something you love, a photo that clearly shows your face. You know, all of these things, more than like trying to scam the algorithm, they'll help you tremendously. Also being active. We have a section where you can post a date. You can say, hey, I have an extra ticket to this concert tonight. It's at 7 o'clock. Does anyone want to go? The people cool. that do that, or that respond to girls' dates or vice versa, they see way more interaction, just because it's like, it's last minute. It's fun. It's spontaneous. It's like, yeah, let's just do it. I have an extra ticket for this, or come be my date for that. So that would give them a leg up. But I think the number one thing, instead of the algorithm, is more just creating the, not, I don't want to say the perfect profile, but like a complete profile, a good bio, short and sweet, be funny. Don't be too funny. Nothing you don't already know. And I think whoever comes up, I've seen a few of these people that have services that will help you with your profile. I think those are genius, because a lot of these guys do need help. The girls' profiles always look pretty good, but the guys, it's like, you know, is this photo at night? You know, is this your truck? Like, you know,
that's the problem, is guys just don't take as many photos as women do. So right. they're like, what do I have in my photos? Which is basically nothing. And then, okay, I got to get some photos taken of me. So they just do a really bad selfie, or have their friend take a photo or whatever.
Right.
And it just
right.
doesn't help them ultimately.
Five same selfies. That doesn't work. You know, I would say always have like one in a suit. And then guys are like, what? But you work in politics. Of course you have all these photos in suits. I'm like, okay, well, have you been to a wedding in the last year? Take that photo, put on your profile. You know, everyone's been to one wedding. So different things like that, I think can increase your chances. But dating apps in general are tricky. Obviously, we know that. And like life, the better looking people get more matches, and there's no solving for that. But I think on our app, just the nature of it, people are more open to some of the less superficial things. And that's probably a good thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I think if you're looking to just find a guy with a yacht in Miami, you go on Hinge, you know. But if you're looking for the father of your children, you might not care if he's, you know, Slick Rick. You probably want like a wholesome guy that, you know, as long as he's presentable and can carry a conversation, all those things, I think you're a little more open to dating other people that you might not have liked in your early 20s, but now you're in your late 20s, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I've always thought about, and I'm not going to do this because it's just a whole other business of creating an app. And I'm not sure even how this would be done, but I think of Bumble. Okay. So Bumble was created out of this idea to help women. It's like, okay, let's put women in control. And I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe they were having such a tough time because they would be meeting creepy guys or whatever. There's not enough good guys on there. And, you know, the whole thing happened with the whole situation at Tinder, where I think, what's her name? Whitney Wolf. I think she left, and there's all this stuff. She's like, I'm going to do one for women now.
Right.
Okay. So that happened. And now I see we're in this place where for men, whatever app they're on, it's really hard. It's really hard for them. For women, it's hard in a different way, but it's still significantly harder for men. So what I mean is, for women, they're already going to get a ton of matches. You could be average looking and get a ton of matches. So what's their issue? Well, they just have to know how to filter correctly. Okay, if I'm a woman, I have all these matches, how do I filter for the man that I'm looking for that's not going to maybe be using me for sex, or it's going to have the kind of personality I want and whatever. Okay, so men have to do that too. We all have to filter for the person we want, but men are one step back. Why? Because an average guy can go on a dating app and he won't get any matches. Mm. Okay, he can even put up a pretty good profile and it can still be very hard for him. So I would like to see one day, and I don't know, I'm just saying this to you because you're a dating app creator. I would like to see some sort of app that is actually more niche towards helping men. Again, I don't know what the solution is. I don't know how, but this is where the biggest struggle is. Men, and now, I don't know if you've heard this in you know, just in today's culture with dating apps, people say, oh, I hate dating apps, right? It's cool to hate dating apps. Oh, I hate dating apps. They suck. you find the worst people. And I hear that from men. I hear that from women. I'm on the other side. I disagree. I say, no, you don't hate dating apps. You're just doing it wrong and you're not getting results. And I would, who wouldn't hate a dating app if it's not doing the thing that you want it to do?
Right.
So I just hope that one day someone does something where they can create something that makes it easier for men to get more matches so they can sort of have like an equal playing field as women. Yeah, no, I don't even know if that's even possible, but I thought I would just say that to you.
No, that's interesting. Yeah. And I also think, I mean, not to go full Andrew Tate, but I do think a lot of guys, they can just do things in their life to make them more attractive to women. And, you know, that's not my specialty, but
that's mine.
That's yours. Yeah. So they should hire you or use your course or follow you for the insights. Yeah. I do know a lot of guys struggle out there. So I think that app sounds interesting. That could be very helpful.
Yeah. I mean, listen, yeah, that app doesn't exist. So now it's just, okay, guys just need to do their best to be their most attractive selves and do what they have to do. I tell guys, it's funny because you mentioned earlier, you said, you know, a guy will complain, well, I don't have, easy for you to say you work with and you wear a suit to work and da 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 da. So I tell guys, you kind of got to get off your butt and spend a little bit of money, and you actually should pay for a professional photo shoot and get photos, because guys don't have good photos. And when you're a guy who's maybe not super attractive, you're going to look worse in low res, low light, terrible photos, right? Bad angles. Where if you get someone who's knows how to take a photo, then you're going to look amazing. And there's all kinds of services out there that do that. So I'm all for guys taking that step and investing the money. That's probably, that is actually one of the, if not the best investments you can make into your dating life. Mm-hmm. It's like spending money on, well, first of all, spending money on the dating app, if you're going to go that route, like buy the service of the dating app. Do you have a free version? Is yours strictly paid?
Yeah, it's
paid?
Free to use. And then, yeah, we have a premium version as well, where you can, you know, like twice as many people and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. So I would say if someone was using your app, pay for it, so you can get all the best features, because that's the whole point, is use it to its best advantage. Invest in pictures, and that's going to get you, you know, the most opportunity to get more matches and to help out.
Are you married, by the way?
I am. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Not on an app.
Not on an app. No, we did not. You know, it's funny, actually. So right before I met my now wife, I was doing online dating. This is 2018, the summer of summer of 2018. I was doing online dating, and I just had this bad streak, you know, where it's like, okay, I was getting matches and going on dates, but I would just land on dates with these women that I was like, oh man, this is just no good. Now, again, this is not me bashing online dating, but we all have just bad streaks. I was like, oh, it's just not, you know what? I'm relying a little bit too much on this. Let me put this to the side. So I deleted all the apps. And again, this was not a, I hate online dating, I'm deleting the apps. Like, yeah, maybe I'll come back later, but let me just take a pause on this, because it will encourage me to then meet women and more women in person and have more conversations. So I did that. And it was about 3 or 4 weeks later that I ended up meeting my now wife. And I'm not saying that was because I deleted the apps, but I will say that I was probably more in tune with what was happening in the moment that I met her, because we met, I was making a YouTube video. She's, I have a friend that owns a dance studio. She's a dancer. So I went there to film a video just teaching guys a dance move. And she was there that day. And yeah, so that was the day we met. So yeah, that's pretty cool. What I tell guys to do though is, because I am not anti-dating app, I'm very pro-dating app, you need to be just doing it all. As a man, you need lots of volume. So that means that you need to be doing dating apps. Right? You get it. You need to be doing dating apps, and you need to be meeting women in person. And then you filter from there. And you need to be swiping like an hour a day, I tell them as well.
Yeah, use all available tools, right?
Right, exactly. So, and I'm guessing, well, do you want to get married one day?
I do want to get married one day, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
33.
Okay. So are you kind of hoping that you meet the woman on your dating app? So that could be the ultimate, like,
Yeah, I think for the right, it would be amazing. So I do meet people and match with them on the app, and we go out and stuff. I am definitely open to that, but I'm not banking on it. I'm not like trying to do that. You know, I'm open to meeting someone on the app, meeting someone organically. I'm very focused on my work right now, but eventually I'd like to have a family for sure.
Okay. So you're not, you're just kind of being a little bit more loose with it and not super serious about getting something because you're focused on the app.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm trying to get everyone else where they want to go, and then I'll worry about getting myself. Yeah. Where I want to
go. Right. Which is funny because what you're doing is the work to get other people to get together. That's great. Cool. So yeah, we're about to wrap up here. Mention again where they can find you on TikTok, any other social media, and any other kind of plug you want to give for your app.
TikTok and Instagram, it's Date Right Stuff. And then in the App Store, if you want to download the app, it's The Right Stuff. And yeah, follow us for some funny content. At least I think it's funny. And yeah, we should have
an answer. If you're liberal and listening, you won't find it funny. You'll find it, but you'll watch, and you'll watch a lot more because it's very polarizing.
yeah, and then we should have an Android version sometime this year. And then also in the upcoming future, we want to launch a Friends feature, just like, you know, Bumble and other platforms have. We think it'd be cool, and we get a lot of incoming requests about it to find conservative friends if you move to a new state or you just want to expand your group. So we're going to look to do that hopefully sometime in the next year or two.
Cool. Awesome. Well, for all of you guys out there who are conservative, I will say, check it out. You know, it might be very helpful. And it does sound like you guys are putting a lot of effort into the interface of the app and the user experience, which is definitely beyond it being a niche platform. I would say that's like the next most important thing. It's like someone being on there and having that really good experience with it. So cool. We'll put that stuff in the show notes. I'll just leave with this one last thing. So it was funny that I remember seeing you on TikTok and watching a bunch of them. And I was like, wow, this is so interesting. Who is this guy? Right. And I'm sure everyone else does that too. And then going to your profile, seeing that, oh, this is not just some TikToker, which is most people. They're just TikTokers. They're just like putting out content. Maybe they're an influencer, but there is actually a brand behind it. And as a business person myself, I do think that that was pretty genius and more people should be doing that. You're not like, check out my dating app or showing dating, nothing. Like I don't think there's any content at all that I've seen that talks about the dating app. Right. They have to just find it. If they naturally find it, right?
Right. It's kind of when you go directly to sell someone something, they don't want it. They kind of have to think it's their idea, find it on their own. What we're selling is kind of a lifestyle, you know, and just like, if you think this is funny, you'll follow this page. And if you think it's funny, you'll share with your friends. And soon enough, we'll have this large community and they'll realize, oh, wait, and then I can, you know, date or find friends or, you know, I don't think the direct sell works quite as well. So what we do is just like to make fun stuff and bring people to our page, you know, get all the eyes, build the brand, and then, sell the product secondary.
Cool. I like it. Very smart. Well, John, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for coming on. It was a pleasure. Do you do a lot of podcasts or is this kind of like a one-off?
I don't do a lot. Yeah. We booked a few and then it got to be a lot just cause I travel a lot and then it's hard to, I'm going to probably just start doing more this summer cause I do enjoy it and it's good to, you know, promote. So no, I haven't done a lot, but I've done a few and, cool. Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah,
man. Well, thanks for coming. Appreciate you being here, and good luck with everything.
Okay, thanks.